Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, Mason Carrier, Golden Gopher linebacker and special teams ace with us here. And first of all, how much fun are you having now being out on the field, getting your opportunities in certain spots and getting to hit a few people?
Yeah, absolutely. I know I love doing my role. I worked into it during the spring and fall camp, and it's always been my dream to be a Gopher. And every time I take that white line, I'm ready to go 100% full speed no matter what.
As you get your chances, it's been mostly, I guess, on special teams, right? So how do you embrace that role? How do you look at that as an opportunity to, one, play, but two, showcase your skills to eventually, you know, work into a role that is even more impactful?
Yeah, special teams is the thing, is that's where you start off at, and that's what connects the offense and defense. And Derek, the captain, did a great job, you know, bringing me in. I know almost every position on special teams. I'm ready to go and all of that. And I love that role because there's not a lot of, like, you don't need to know where everyone's at exactly, but it's just willing to do, like, run 100% down and go get your guy, and just I love doing it every single time.
How has Derek LeCaptain been from that standpoint? He's almost like, you know, the assistant special teams coach at this point of his life, right?
Yeah, he could go coach right now if he wanted. He's the greatest teammate I've ever been around and the greatest leader I've ever been around. He does everything for everyone, and to have a guy like him on the team is absolutely, it's incredible to have one of guys like him.
When you think about what he's done, does that also then inspire you as you're now, you know, you're transitioning from young guy into guy that knows the ropes a little bit, that, you know, when new guys come in next year and the year after, that you pass it on, so to speak?
Absolutely. No, the way he does everything, the way he leads guys and the way he teaches everyone, because whenever I have a question, I ask Cap. I find Cap and ask him because he always has a quick answer. And yeah, I was going to my third year after this one. I'm going to do the exact same thing. I look after him, and then I'm going to lead these younger guys doing the same thing Cap did.
Yeah, there you go. Take me through to what, as you look long-term now, your vision as a Gopher, as a linebacker, how do you hope this all evolves for you personally? I know team goals are always first, but from an individual standpoint too.
Yeah, absolutely. As a Minnesota kid, I have no intention going anywhere else. You know, college football's changing and everything. I'm to this program, and I really want to go anywhere else, no matter money. That doesn't matter today. I love the game. And once I stop loving the game, that'll be it. But no, absolutely. I think these next upcoming years, you're gonna know my last name, but I got a lot of great teammates around me. Great coach Mariano Sorimarin is an absolute animal here, and he knows the defense inside and out. I look to follow him and meet with him as much as I can.
Linebacker room's pretty good too, right? I mean, there's some guys that can hit, and you kind of fit right in with them, it looks like to me.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Maverick Baranowski, Devin Williams, Kingsbury, they're all absolute animals. So I look after him every day. Yep, there he is right there. That guy's an absolute leader.
Maverick coming off the field as we tape this interview. Take me through to when you were recruited, people around the high school football ranks. I talked to some guys that were at the All-Star game you were at. They're like, that kid's a maniac, man. I mean, he's nuts. Do you take that as a compliment?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, I usually don't let the external affect me, but whenever you get some cheer-ups from the outside, you know, you always got to take that in and use it as your advantage. But no, the All-Star game is really when I remember running out special teams of that exact same thing too. I just fly down the field, and I loved it. It was awesome.
What do you think shaped you into that? You're a player that wants to go hit somebody. You're a player that is called, like I said, a maniac or an animal out there. As you were coming up through youth football and those kind of things.
Yeah, definitely. I think definitely my father had a bit of impact on that. He's been coaching me since I could walk, and he coached all my youth teams all the way up to middle school. And then once I got into high school, the way I see everything, the way I feel it. Same thing with my brother. The same business, same exact thing. But no, definitely my dad had a huge impact on that.
How about playing with your brother on the same team? How's that been as an experience? Obviously, you came up through, I suppose. I don't know if youth football, because you're a year apart, right, whether you played much together there. Maybe there were some crossover years, but now you're together. How's that?
Yeah, pretty much we've been playing tight together since fourth grade. You know, when I was in eighth grade, he was in ninth grade. There's a separation at one high school year, but after that, we've been playing together ever since. And it's honestly great to play him. See him every day. I live with him in our apartment. It's just me and him. And, no, doing this every day, it's been super fun. It's been hard because this program ain't for everyone. It's a life program. It's hard. It's going to get the best out of you. But that's why I love it, because I don't think I could grow as much as anywhere else. Now that's why I'm here. And he it's the same thing for him.
You mentioned that you don't want to be anywhere else. This is your home state. Take me all the way back to the recruiting process when it started to become apparent that you would have some options, Minnesota being one of them. But there's some others out there, too, I'm sure, that were knocking on the door. So talk me through the recruiting process and why it was important for you to be a Gopher.
Yeah, so for me, it was I did these prep red zone camps. You just go out there, get your name out there. And the first school that, well, they actually looked at Ethan first, was UND. And so we went to a camp there. He got an offer from UND, and then I was there with him. And Bubba Schweiger, who's the coach at the time, he gave me the offer at the same time. Because before that, we got our offers from Minnesota, but that was the only other school that ever reached out to me. And once I got the Minnesota one, I was already set on it. I closed it down, and then I didn't get a text from any other school because I didn't really want to text from any other school because I know where I wanted to go.
You, what's it like now when you come out of that tunnel wearing maroon and gold? Your family, your friends are oftentimes at the stadium, I assume. The pride that you must feel running out of that tunnel?
Yeah, superhuman. I feel indestructible when I run out of that tunnel. I've been dreaming of this forever, and every time I run out of the field, I don't take it for granted because it could be taken away from me like that. But no, I love it every single day.
You guys have been to some tough road environments this year. You think about Ohio State, you think about Iowa, Cal even was a loud place. So you've got a big challenge Friday night. How do you guys take that challenge on?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to do the same things we do every week. We just focus on them and only them. We block out the external, and we focus on our game plan and doing the right things. You got the ball, 78% and all that stuff, all the stuff that we bring into the game plan. And we got to focus on the details and everything and do what we need to do to win.
As you dial in and focus, how much can you block out some of that external, as you say, in places like that and just play your game?
Yeah, absolutely. So we keep everything between our four walls and we block out everything else. And I think everyone that's inside the program now, everyone's in the same boat. We're all rowing together, and we can't wait to go play Oregon. It's one of those opportunities that people wish to have. And like, people just wish to play college football in general, but getting to play a top 10 team in the country, that doesn't happen very often.
And the opportunity to now go make some noise, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
All right, very good. Hey, it's been fun chatting. Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better, and it's been fun watching, too.
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, he's Mason Carrier, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.